Our community connection is in Pottsville, highlighting a relatively new nonprofit to help us navigate our healthcare concerns when it's time to look into Medicare plans. CEO Dana Aravitz says she saw the need to convert the confusion into clarity and established Aging Allies, empowering people to confidently understand their healthcare options. Dana Aravitz takes the story from here.
There were a lot of people that were reaching out for services because they couldn't understand how to navigate their coverage with medical assistance. People were on Penny Marketplace through the Affordable Care Act in Pennsylvania and didn't know how to complete the enrollments. And what my team was seeing is that the need to help people on government health insurance went far beyond just Medicare beneficiaries.
Dana, why is getting and maintaining government insurance such a complex thing?
Government health insurance is a complex thing. It's changing all the time. There's usually a need behind why you have government health insurance, whether it's income, age, some sort of deficit. So there really was a need to help people navigate those complexities.
Is Aging Allies the first of its kind in this area?
Yeah, it just definitely was a what-if kind of scenario. What if there was a nonprofit that was a one-stop resource for these individuals that they could come regardless of age, regardless of location, get solid factual information about their health insurance, have people who are invested in them and do whatever they can to help them through whatever their health insurance woes are. That was what started getting this wheel turning, was that dream. So I decided, why not? And here we are.
Well, congratulations. It's a magnificent idea and you're helping a lot of people. Kathy, tell me about your position at the agency. What is it that you do?
Right now, I'm working on the Minute Meeting. We share Dana's vision, and we enjoy it. All of the volunteers here are very invested in what we do.
Dana, what type of person do you see when they come in, and what type of person do you see when they leave after you've had a chance to sort things out?
It's every kind of person. There are lawyers, orthopedic surgeons, executive directors can have degree after degree after degree, but Medicare will definitely humble you. We have people who are in destitute situations, have a lot of medical issues, they can't afford their medicines, but then we also have professional people who are retiring, trying to understand how to navigate their retirement and then trying to navigate their Medicare, and it creates a lot of anxiety. We're not affiliated with insurance companies. We don't sell insurance, and we can help people through the whole entire enrollment process. There's a lot of moving pieces when you're getting ready to stop working, and sometimes it's just nice know that there's somebody who just wants to help you, doesn't want anything from you. From start to finish, we help the client.
And may I add, Lisa, no matter what the background of the client, when they leave, they are very relieved.
I can imagine. It really is hard when you're getting a lot of mail coming to you every day from different companies, and it really does confuse you.
What probably makes it a little bit more stressful too is that it's not all just about getting on the health insurance. A lot of times when you're beginning Medicare or losing your Medicaid, it creates a lot of stress because there's a lot of changes going on outside of that. No one really has to pay attention to health insurance when you get it from your employer. You get employer coverage, and whatever you get, and you just deal with it and manage it from year to year based on the coverage you receive from your employer. And then all of a sudden, something happens, and you get on a government style of health insurance, and there's choices that you have to make, and that is definitely very intimidating because nobody pays attention to what your deductible is when you're on employer coverage or what your maximum out-of-pocket is. Nobody understands that verbiage until you then all of a sudden get on a Medicare and you have to pay attention to that. You have all of these moving parts in your own personal life. Then you have to understand and basically take a college course through what your health insurance is. It's very overwhelming. We want them to understand that you're not alone, that any information comes from an unbiased perspective. We're not getting commission based on their choices. We're not trying to sell them anything. But the end result is if you don't get proper health insurance, how do you receive proper health care? There are a lot of people that aren't able to do that because they just don't understand some of the simple things revolving around their health insurance.
I know your nonprofit is just a little over a year old, and there are lots of things that you still want to do. But going out to the public, maybe through a symposium or some sort of a seminar, do you think that might be in your plans?
Getting out in the community is one of our top priorities. Any way that we can speak to people and get the word out is definitely our main goal. We do serve people all over 10 different counties across PA, and so far to date, 6 different states. So there's not anyone that we won't help regardless of age or location. Definitely, I agree with you. If there is a way we can get in front of an audience, we definitely are willing to do that, and we will go anywhere.
Dana, tell me a little bit more about the situations of navigating through the penny marketplace. What is that all about?
There's been some changes that occurred this year regarding the advanced tax credits. The penny is an income-based program, and if you can get tax credits to lower your premium. In the past, they had enhanced premium tax credits, which really lowered the premium beyond what the advanced tax credits can. And they issued them based on COVID and so forth. Those enhanced tax credits ended as of last December. And as a result, even with advanced tax credits, there's still a high premium to a lot of the plans, and it gets very difficult. So being registered with Aging Allies, we'll reach out to you every 3 months to just verify, has your income changed? And we follow up with you, especially those self-employed clients, because all of that can adjust what your premium is monthly. Same way with our Medicare beneficiaries, if there is a change in income or there's a new medication that someone just got on, or there is some sort of change that could occur with that beneficiary that prompts a response from us to, do you qualify for any kind of income-based program to pay for your Part B, to reduce the cost of your medicines? When you register with us, you're definitely part of our family. Our ultimate goal is to think through some of those things that you might not be aware of.
Your whole process, your whole method doesn't seem as daunting because it's on a per-case basis and you're getting to know your clients well.
We take that client's situation, whatever it might be, and we break it up in smaller pieces to help them understand and to see how their puzzle fits together. That makes people feel really at ease. There are options and that there's somebody willing to help. And that's definitely what we want to demonstrate to our clients, regardless of their background, regardless of where they come from. Their story matters.
You're working with numbers all the time. You're working with different situations every day. What brings you the most joy in this job?
The most joy is definitely being able to talk and help somebody who perhaps can't talk for themselves or they themselves do not understand the situation. That's my ultimate favorite thing, just to be able to do that. if there's somebody who is not being treated correctly, or perhaps their situation was not presented properly and they weren't able to get the services that they deserve, to be able to step in there and to guide them to that is definitely the most rewarding thing in my job, for sure.
Special thanks to Dana Oravitz, founder and CEO of Aging Allies in Pottsville, and to Kathy Berta of the administrative staff, helping individuals convert confusion into clarity when it comes to understanding their healthcare options. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.